Attention. Attention.
The live broadcast you have tuned into is a pre-recorded episode of the Dudes and Beer podcast. Dudes and Beer is presently present.
Greetings, citizens of the United States. This is a message from Anonymous to the Minneapolis Police Department. Police brutality and murder is a widespread problem in the United States, which has undoubtedly infected nearly every jurisdiction in the country, but the Minneapolis Police Department is among the worst, and has a horrific track record of violence and corruption. This week's brutal killing of George Floyd, which has sparked protests and national outrage, is merely the tip of the iceberg, in a long list of high-profile cases of wrongful death at the hands of officers in your state. In fact, in the past 2 decades, 193 people have been killed by police in Minnesota. In recent years, we have seen numerous high-profile killings in the area, including the deaths of Jamar Clark, Philando Castile, Justine Damond, Thurman Blevins, and Brian Quinones. These are only the cases to catch headlines, where videos or other evidence proves that the police are lying. Sadly, in the vast majority of police killings, the only one left alive to tell the story is the officer who took the person's life, and thus the cycle is able to continue because none of these murderers ever face any justice for their actions. This travesty has gone on for far too long, and now the people have had enough. In the most recent case of George Floyd, the blatant disregard for human life exhibited by the officers is undeniable, and all evidence that has been released so far has shown that Floyd was being entirely compliant with the officers, which contradict earlier claims from police that he was resisting arrest. Furthermore, our initial investigation of the offending officers has revealed a criminal pattern of violence on the job. At least two of the officers involved in Floyd's arrest, Derek Chauvin and Tio Uthao, have a history of on-the-job shootings and excessive force complaints. The Star Tribune reported this week that Chauvin, the officer most directly responsible for Floyd's death, has been involved in numerous on-the-job shootings where suspects were killed. There were 4 officers on the scene at the time of the incident, one who kept the gathering crowds away, and 3 who were forcefully holding Floyd down. Onlookers warned the officer that he was crushing the man to death, but none of the police on the scene seemed to have any concern for Floyd's condition. You may have fired these officers to save face, but it is obvious that this type of behavior is condoned, if not encouraged within your police department, as it is in others. Officers who kill people and commit other crimes need to be held accountable just like the rest of us, otherwise, they will believe that they have a license to do whatever they want. You will claim that this is just the work of a few bad apples, but what of the officers who stand by and do nothing while they commit offenses against the people they encounter, and the police departments like yours who refuse to prosecute these criminals as they would one of the citizens that they are sworn to protect? People have had enough of this corruption and violence from an organization that promises to keep them safe. After the events of the past few years, many people are now beginning to learn that you are not here to save us, but rather, you are here to oppress us and carry out the will of the criminal ruling class. You are here to keep order for the people in control, not to provide safety for the people who are being controlled. In fact, you are the very mechanism that elites use to continue their global system of oppression, and the world is finally starting to wake up to this, and they are becoming increasingly angry every time they see blood needlessly spilled without consequence. These officers must face criminal charges, and Officer Chauvin especially should face murder charges. Unfortunately, we do not trust your corrupt organization to carry out justice, so we will be exposing your many crimes to the world. We are Legion. Expect us.
Thank you very much. My fellow Americans, my first and highest duty as president is to defend our great country and the American people. I swore an oath to uphold the laws of our nation, and that is exactly what I will do. All Americans were rightly sickened and revolted by the brutal death of George Floyd. My administration is fully committed that for George and his family, justice will be served. He will not have died in vain. But we cannot allow the righteous cries and peaceful protesters to be drowned out by an angry mob. The biggest victims of the rioting are peace-loving citizens in our poorest communities. And as their president, I will fight to keep them safe. I will fight to protect you. I am your president of law and order and an ally of all peaceful protesters. But in recent days, our nation has been gripped by professional anarchists, violent mobs, arsonists, looters, criminals, rioters, Antifa, and others. A number of state and local governments have failed to take necessary action to safeguard their residents. Innocent people have been savagely beaten, like the young man in Dallas, Texas, who was left dying on the street, or the woman in upstate New York, viciously attacked by dangerous thugs. Small business owners have seen their dreams utterly destroyed. New York's finest have been hit in the face with bricks. Brave nurses who have battled the virus are afraid to leave their homes. A police precinct has been overrun here in the nation's capital. The Lincoln Memorial and the World War II Memorial have been vandalized. One of our most historic churches was set ablaze. A federal officer in California, an African-American enforcement hero, was shot and killed. These are not acts of peaceful protest. These are acts of domestic terror. The destruction of innocent life and the spilling of innocent blood is an offense to humanity and a crime against God. America needs creation, not destruction. Cooperation, not contempt. Security, not anarchy. Healing, not hatred. Justice, not chaos. This is our mission, and we will succeed 100%. We will succeed. Our country always wins. That is why I am taking immediate presidential action to stop the violence and restore security and safety in America. I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military, to stop the rioting and looting, to end the destruction and arson, and to protect the rights of law-abiding Americans, including your Second Amendment rights. Therefore, the following measures are going into effect immediately. First, we are ending the riots and lawlessness that has spread throughout our country. We will end it now. Today, I have strongly recommended to every governor to deploy the National Guard in sufficient numbers that we dominate the streets. Mayors and governors must establish an overwhelming law enforcement presence until the violence has been quelled. If a city or state refuses to take the actions that are necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, then I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them. I am also taking swift and decisive action to protect our great capital, Washington, D.C. What happened in this city last night was a total disgrace. As we speak, I am dispatching thousands and thousands of heavily armed soldiers, military personnel, and law enforcement officers to stop the rioting, looting, vandalism, assaults, and the wanton destruction of property. We are putting everybody on warning. Our 7 o'clock curfew will be strictly enforced. Those who threaten innocent life and property will be arrested, detained, and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I want the organizers of this terror to be on notice that you will face severe criminal penalties and lengthy sentences in jail. This includes Antifa and others who are leading instigators of this violence. One law and order, and that is what it is. One law. We have one beautiful law. And once that is restored and fully restored, we will help you, we will help your business, and we will help your family. America is founded upon the rule of law. It is the foundation of our prosperity, our freedom, and our very way of life. But where there is no law, there is no opportunity. Where there is no justice, there is no liberty. Where there is no safety, there is no future. We must never give in to anger or hatred. If malice or violence reigns, then none of us is free. I take these actions today with firm resolve and with a true and passionate love for our country. By far, our greatest days lie ahead. Thank you.
Grab your beverages and turn up your interweb. Solving the world's problems 12 ounces at a time. It's Dudes and Beer. Well, hello everybody, and welcome to episode 273 of the Dudes and Beer podcast, now officially brought to you by PodcastCadet.com. If you're a fan of podcasting like I am, want to start up a podcast for yourself, friends, family, business, fun, church, school, whatever, stop on by PodcastCadet.com today. They are the people for you. They have professionals in every part of the field, from marketing, branding, naming your podcast, coming up with graphic design, distribution, how to get on platforms, how to get monetized, how to approach sponsors. They give you one-on-one personalized. Personalized is the point there. Information, anything that you need, they customize their service for you. Stop on by today. PodcastCadet.com is the website. The code DUDES20 is what you want to use to get 20% off your entire purchase. Once again, PodcastCadet.com, DUDES20 is the code. Our guest this evening, folks, I can't even tell you how humbled I am to have this guest on this evening to be talking about this topic, to be talking about this issue in particular facing our society. The issue is, of course, the death of George Floyd in Minnesota, as well as the subsequent arrest of Derek Chauvin, the now known to be murdering police officer. Our guest this evening is Anonymous. You may be saying, Anonymous, who the heck is Anonymous? Well, those of you in the know that Anonymous is a large international hacking cadre, let's just say, a group of individual activists out there with various skill sets who, when they see social justice issues like this arise, they take it upon themselves to do things like a DNS service denial to the Minnesota Police Department to try to attain justice, to try to attain documents to put out into the public. And I'm so happy to bring these guys on board this evening to talk about this. We heard the words, now infamous words, of our president on the way into the show saying that should riots not cease, should the violence in the streets not cease, that the U.S. military will be brought into the streets. As of the 31st of March, the 82nd Airborne was activated, and I am here to tell you folks, the 82nd Airborne, those are the dudes with like the Screaming Eagle on the like, that was the guy that was the colonel that was in charge of like John Rambo, you know, things like that. Those are not the guys that you want to be playing with. And whenever you hear the fact that they have been activated, that means that they are preparing for something. And that was done a day before. That information was released a day before the speech by President Trump that we just heard, talking about troops on the streets, everything else. Welcome to the show, Anonymous. How are you today, sir?
I'm fine. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Before we start into the more than sensitive and hot button issue that is the death of George Floyd, let's get into
I guess, our first really pressing question of the evening, which is for those in our audience who are unfamiliar with Anonymous and the, I hesitate to say organization because it's there is nobody in charge. It's a loosely affiliated group of people with varying talents and skill sets who are justice warriors that go out and try to seek justice in these things. But what is Anonymous and what is your mission? What are you guys all about?
Anonymous is a group of like-minded individuals who are together to perform tasks necessary to keep what we feel is justice and what we feel is fair in society. We are a decentralized organization. There is no leader. There are no group membership. There is no any direct affiliation to any organization that would have any type of structured organization to it at all. Anyone can be a member of Anonymous. You do not have to have hacker skills, as most people believe, or any type of special technical skills or cyber technology skills or anything of the kind.
And that's what I love, like you're saying, anybody can be a member, and that's kind of the point of Anonymous. For those of you unfamiliar with the name, you've probably seen the videos from the internet. There was a video released just before this incident that we played the audio from as well at the beginning of the show here. And it's, you know, that people are very familiar with, I guess the movement kind of started up around the time of V for Vendetta. That's where the Guy Fawkes mask came from, the use of that. And it's one of those, the idea is to be anonymous. It's not to have a leader. It's not necessarily an anarchic organization, but at the same time, the idea is that government should not have this kind of policing control over societies, correct?
That's partially correct.
Okay. And well, let's dig a little bit deeper into that and into the, like you were saying, the stated purpose, because is it something that Anonymous necessarily goes after individuals? Because that's of course what we know mostly about hackers, that kind of stuff. That's what most people are familiar with, is like, oh, you know, somebody broke into Sony and stole 100,000 accounts, and now they got your private data. Is that what Anonymous is about? Are you guys out there like data mining and, you know, credit card skimming, that kind of stuff?
No, that's not what Anonymous is about. Anonymous is effectively a group of activists or hacktivists that all share a common idea. And because Anonymous is based on an idea, it can never be destroyed. It is a movement, and it is based on an idea. And the idea is essentially keep the peace, justice across the board, to remove power from those who have used it, to give a voice to those who have no voice, and to protect those who have no one to protect them. That's what we do. That's why we're here. And that's why we're back.
And when you say you're back, I guess, is one of the big mysteries that people are talking about. One of the real conspiracy theories about Anonymous is that they're just a kind of, it's a group of people like pranksters, that kind of stuff, that are out there piggybacking on major social issues in order to bring attention to themselves, that kind of stuff. And of course, the reason I'm asking you these questions is not to corner you, not to make you feel or uncomfortable or distrustful of this show or our audience, but is to demystify what people try to say about Anonymous and the light that they try to cast on you guys, or the shadow from the light, actually. that they try to cast on you guys and your actions. You guys are put into the realm of almost digital terrorism. And really, it's much more to the end of whistleblowing than anything else.
Anonymous operates in a very loose capacity. On occasion, we will rally with each other if we have a common goal or a common situation to do so. This is a classic example of that with the death of George Floyd. This is not something that will go away. We know there will be new situations that arise, and we will monitor those situations. And if we feel that people are being taken advantage of, or if there are various scenarios that we feel we can help the average person, we do not go after individual people unless that individual person has a very large amount of power and is using it in a method that is not conducive to mankind, I'll put it that way. We generally will find a situation and we will create what is called an op operation. The operations are normally loosely put together, but we all have a common goal and we all know what to do. In some cases, we do not even need to communicate with each other to even start it. Once we see a common threat and we all know what the various members can do, then we send communications securely to each other and we begin doing what we feel is necessary to get the attention of the people that need their attention gotten. And if you want to take a case in point, you can look back towards the situation that just happened with George Floyd, where we sent a message to the Minneapolis Police Department. And after that, we acted upon that message. Whether or not any certain individual or group of individuals, or even if it was even anonymous, will not be mentioned. We do not normally advertise that we will do something, but in this case, we felt that it was necessary to show the people that there are some groups of people that are out there that look to have your back. And we are here. And that is why we are here.
And that's what I love about you guys, is the fact that you are literally almost like a digital Batman. You go out, you see a crime happen in front of you, and despite what's happening with the law, you take it upon yourself to start doing your own research. You take it upon yourself to go through, and some people may say going to the extreme with server denials, with blocking of information, with taking a PDF's information, things like that, because that's one of the things that y'all are doing, is saying, hey, listen, we've been in your server, we've gotten the information, and if you want us to tell your dirty secrets, we absolutely will, or you can change your ways, right?
Yes, that's pretty much correct. The times that we draw the line are when it affects specific individuals. If we see an injustice, or if we see something that we feel as a collective is not properly handled by either a government or by a agency or by a group of any size, then we will take it upon ourselves to gather the information necessary. And normally what we will do is expose the individuals who have created the harm. And in this case, obviously, that involves with the George Floyd incident, we sent an anonymous message to the Minneapolis Police Department. That was done, I believe, on the 28th. And it was very clear what the message was. We will seek revenge on the Minneapolis Police Department, and we will expose the crimes of that police department and any other police department to the world. If you are going to take advantage of your position and use that against the citizens of the world, not of the United States, of the world. We will expose you. We will find you. And we will put your information that you think is secret out for everyone to see. And then they can make a decision as to what is to be done.
And with that having been said, there really is one question that comes to bear here, which I can't have you or any member of this loosely based organization, this affiliation, this, as I said at the intro, cadre of hacktivists out there. It would not behoove me or my audience to have you on and not ask the question, was the Minnesota Police Department actively hacked? And if so, was it Anonymous that did it?
I think that the information that we put out is very clear. We put out messages to allow people to know what has either been done or will be done. It is from a position to let those people know that their actions or inactions will not go unanswered. The situation with George Floyd is tragic. But as you go back through time and you see the same scenario play over and over again, we have no choice but to bring it to the attention of the people and to also do what we can to show those people who are in a position of power that they do not retain all of the power. If they have information that will expose a crime that they have committed, we will find it and we will show it to the world. That is what we do. If you do not want your information put out in front of everyone for the world to see, then simply put, do not commit the crimes that have been committed against the people of the world, the people of color, those people who cannot defend themselves, those people who are too young, those people who are too old, and those people who simply cannot protect or defend themselves. We will find you, and we will expose you.
And with that being said, like you said, it's a pretty self-evident, and that this is what happened. Let's start going. And I don't want to get into any full-on methodology that y'all use as a group, as individuals within the group, because as I said, not everybody in the group is a computer activist. Not everybody is digitally apt in that way. That's not to say that there are not individuals that are in the world of old craft, that go out into physical locations, work, say howdy to people like they do every single day, and walk out with things to bring to the table for Anonymous that are then digitally released, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes, but then that is more rare.
Yeah.
The more common situation is twofold. And this is no secret, but this is simply how sometimes this is done. A DDoS, which is a distributed denial of service attack on a website, normally is not the only thing that's being done at the same time. A digital denial or distributed denial of service attack also can hide the actual attack that's going on. We can keep one server very busy while we're doing something else in the background. That's common knowledge amongst law enforcement, cybersecurity professionals, and various other individuals. Essentially, it's a distraction.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if they know if we're doing it or not. It will still be done. If we feel that there is information anywhere in the world and it is connected to the internet. We will find it. And we will expose it. So simply put, if you do not want your information or your organization to be put on blast, so to speak, then simply do not do the things that cause us to want to expose you.
Yeah.
You're killing our people. You're killing our children, our mothers, our brothers. It will stop.
And that is probably the most moving way that you can say it. Because we are up against the wall as a society with this issue of police violence around the table. It has to stop. The militarization of police has to stop. And, you know, even the fact that it has to go as far as saying we will release the military onto America's streets. I think that is what a lot of people really, really, really don't understand, is the far-reaching capacity of a president once the Emergency Powers Act has gone into effect. And for right now, for him to have used the words domestic terrorism, these acts of domestic terrorism going on within these riots and civil unrest, that opens the floodgates. That opens the gates in a whole new realm. It opens up the gates in a whole new realm, quite literally, into the search for those that performed the DDoS attack in Minnesota. It's a whole new realm, to say the least. And now I'm not going to go into everything that you guys found within the server, or within the background, whenever y'all got in. But the one thing that was released, the one thing that came out, was the actual full-on, unredacted version of the arrest, the call for arrest of Derek. And let's start going into that, the call for arrest for Derek Chauvin. If you go to dudesandbeer.com, everybody, our promo post, as usual, has all of these hot links here. And if you click that, that will take you straight up to the Dudes and Beer Knowledge Vault, to our civil rights section, where you will see the actual call for arrest from the state of Minnesota and from them for manslaughter in the second degree, murder in the third degree. It goes into all of the details. Now, what was it like for y'all to bring this out in this way? Because of course, most media outlets, came across, a much shortened version of this document. And this goes into great gross detail, about the situation.
Well, the information that was on the document, I believe the one you're referring to, is now going to be commonly publicly available. The information that we have not released yet is probably more damning, as far as the communications between the different officers, the communications between the city attorney and the mayor, the communications between various other entities within that agency, and also the discussion of the arrests of the other three officers, which is extremely important. It is our understanding that the arrest documents for the other three officers have been written and then removed and then rewritten and charges changed. And that happens by the hour. The problem that we can see now, that everyone can see, is that those officers being fired is one thing, but the officers should have been arrested almost immediately.
Yeah.
And they did not. And the problem with that is they have caused everything that you're seeing to this date. As we speak right now, there's a curfew across the country that the president implemented for 7 p.m.
Yep.
And very few people are going to take heed of that curfew. We are not promoting any looting or any riots or any activity. We are a peaceful, a very peaceful organization, if you want to call us that, for the lack of a better term. But in reality, if it takes a few people or a lot of people getting very loud to make a point, then we will get loud in every sense of what the word loud could mean. If a people feels oppressed by their government or by a military or by an organization, they generally will want to fight back. The problem is they do not have the tools, the weapons, or whatever necessary. And when I say weapons, I don't necessarily mean firearms or anything that goes kaboom. The problem is based on the fact that these four officers should have been arrested and charged, just like anyone else would have been arrested and charged in this type of a case. If these other officers are proven to be innocent, truly innocent, which I would find very hard to believe that that could be done.
Yeah.
But if that was the case, then that should be something that's done through the court system and through the system of justice that apparently does not exist in either Minneapolis or in this country and in some places in the world.
Yeah.
The system of justice in the United States is as such that no one has faith in it anymore to the degree that we probably once had, or to the degree that was meant to be had as written in the Constitution. As we look forward and as we look back, we see times in history that relegate the position of a group of people to act in a certain way. And the only people that are to blame for any of these actions that we are seeing today are those people who are in power and who try to use greed and use oppression to lead. If you use greed to lead, then you will have a problem. This country and the world around us is different, far different than ever before. We are interconnected in such a way that cannot have ever been comprehended nearly 10, 20 years ago. The group of Anonymous loosely started in around 2003. And today, we have members, if you want to call them members, in every country on earth. We are everywhere. We are your neighbor. We are your friend. We are that grocer. We're the garbage man. We're even the policeman. Or even the people that work in government. We are everywhere. We are Anonymous. We are Legion.
And the question that I have, along with many other people out there, is, and you know, the issue that most people have, like I said, is that they see you as, quote, a digital terrorist. But let's be real clear here, people. This is directly from the Oxford Dictionary. Terrorism, noun, the unlawful use of violence and intimidation, especially against civilians, in the pursuit of political aims. Not at all what y'all do. So you by definition are not terrorists. That's not what it's about. It is about being able to bring these things to light, being able to bring light to the darkest corners of our society and make sure that justice is found for the weakest. And one of the other many moves that was made by Anonymous amongst things was the release of Jeffrey Epstein's Little Black Book, as it's called, where that apparently ties people like Donald Trump, Naomi Campbell, and many, many more to the now nefarious and infamous and supposedly dead. This show kind of espouses more the theory of quickly and horribly whisked away into witness protection for the exposure of these things. For you guys to be leaking this information at the same time, to be bringing this out, it really is a double bore attack on the situation, and really putting a few points of pressure on numerous people in charge to, hey man, let's do something, let's get something done.
Well, if the powers that be, if the people that believe they are in control, if the people of the government who believe they are in control are going to be held accountable for their actions or inaction, then they need to understand that there is a price to pay if you hide the truth, or if you aid and abet the person who is the actual criminal. People like Jeffrey Epstein is a classic example. There's an account on Scribd called Op Death Eaters. That is where the dump for the information in regards to Epstein was placed. That's where it's at, if anyone wants to see it. You can read that information and make your own decision as to what it is, as to what it means, as to what it is saying. But the fact remains, if anyone, anywhere, at any time, attacks any group of people that cannot defend themselves, or in the case of children, the elderly, those that are depraved, the handicapped, the disabled, and in the case of Jeffrey Epstein and the various problems that are associated with his case, which involve pedophilia, sexual assault, rape, you name it, it's all over the place as far as he is concerned. And you have an issue where you come out and you make a statement, such as what we witnessed today with Donald Trump. When he comes out and makes a statement and does not use terminology or use any type of statement that would actually quell the situation that we see going on around the world now. The riots are not just here in the United States.
Yeah.
They are everywhere. And the problem is when no one actually looks at what the problem is, that they do not go after the initial problem, which is a single man who killed another single man. This isn't a nation fighting another nation. This isn't a bank that is doing bad things to its members. This isn't a media organization who is utilizing the money that they make to do nefarious activity behind our back. This isn't that. This all started from one man making a decision to kill another man. One man was white, the other man was black. If we did not have video of this incident, we would not be having this conversation. There wouldn't be any riots. There wouldn't be anything, because there would be no evidence. The problem that we have is the evidence is there. It is clear. You do not need to go to trial. You do not need to go to court to understand that what happened that day when George Floyd was killed by another officer, Derek Chauvin, and three other officers stood around and either did nothing or also placed their knees on the back of this man. This man was murdered. This man deserves justice. His family deserves justice, and everyone affected by this deserves justice. And if we can't get justice from the justice system, then we will bring justice to the justice system. They will hear us. They have heard us. And they will continue to hear us. We will not forgive. We will not forget. Expect it.
And that is part of the credo of Anonymous, and the fact that we will not forgive, we will not forget, and to know that there are people like you out there, and other members that are fighting this fight. What was it that first brought you to don the Guy Fawkes mask and join this peaceful revolution of literal justice fighters?
I am not an individual. I am not a person. When I am involved with a group, we are a collective. We are one. The reasons for me to join or to do the things that I do are far different than maybe others. The important part is that we all have the same ideals. We all have the same sense for justice for those who don't get justice from the government that's supposed to protect them, from the organization that's supposed to protect them and pay them and treat them fairly. When we see an injustice, we also have our own feelings. We have our own sense of duty. Many of us will act as individuals at that time and do what we feel is necessary. And that's our own decision. Whenever we see an injustice on the scale that we're seeing now, this is the time when numbers, true large numbers, actually make a difference. And that's what is important. When we see the injustice in this particular case, we all have televisions. We all watch TV. We're not a bunch of people sitting in our garages or in our basements like many people vision us. We're not that way. Maybe a few. But the simple fact is that we are here. We are monitoring this situation as we are monitoring others. And if information comes out that as today that was released on Epstein or any other person that we may be working on, if you do an injustice and you fully expect that information will be hidden and no one will find it, just remember, we are here. We will find it. We will find it. And we will expose you. And there's really nothing you can do. The best thing you can do is to not do it in the first place. So, the other three officers in this particular incident, those officers should be arrested immediately. We call for the arrest of those three officers and possibly another. And maybe more than four, but we'll stick with the three. Those three officers, you have already written the arrest warrants for them. We have the arrest warrants. Why have you not arrested these people? These three officers need to be arrested much as anyone else would be. If this situation had been reversed, if you would have walked out and seen this situation in reverse, everyone that had anything to do with the death of George Floyd would have been arrested. All of the individuals that were there who did nothing would be considered an accessory to the crime. Yet, these three individuals remain free. Why? There is no reason for them to be free.
Yeah.
If you arrest the three individuals, it would make sense that some of the events that we're seeing this evening and every other evening would have been a lot less.
Absolutely.
Maybe no riots at all.
Absolutely.
The problem is the only people that you have to blame for the riots and for the looting and for the various activities that you see going on around the world now is yourselves. The Minneapolis Police Department, the city attorney, and the various powers that be that operate in the capacity that could have arrested all four of these individuals. You are to blame. And if you want to reach out, much like the president did today, and blame the people who are protesting, with a vast majority of them being extremely, extremely nonviolent protests.
Indeed.
Yes. The news is made by the people running in and out of the stores who are burning things, throwing things, attacking things, shooting things. All of these situations that we see on TV makes great television. If that's what you want to do, then keep filming that. But in reality, you should be filming just the peaceful people. These other individuals that are looting the stores and doing all those things, we may not agree with what they're doing, but we do understand why they are doing it. That is not to say that what they're doing is acceptable behavior. It's not to say that what they're doing is not illegal. It's not to say that they should not be punished for that. That is not the situation at all. But when you live in a life to where when you walk out of your door and you're driving a vehicle to work, and a police car gets behind you, and you are so nervous driving your own car with a police officer behind you that you make a mistake because you're so nervous, and the police officer pulls you over, and because you're so nervous, because you're the wrong color, and the officer asks you for your ID, or the officer asks you for your insurance or your registration, and as you're reaching for it, you're nervous and you're shaking, and the officer sees this. And then the officer feels that you may be under the influence or whatever the officer feels. And then the officer asks you to leave the car. You have no clue what's about to happen to you. You may die. And that is the fear that people live with each and every day. This is not to say that every cop is bad. This is not to say that every time a black man is pulled over by a white man that this situation is going to come up. That's not the case at all. But when it is so prevalent that it is in the mind of all of these people, that it is a now part of society, it is now not accepted, but it is understood that racial profiling is just a part of what happened.
Yeah.
And it should not be. And that is what these people live with each and every day. And that is wrong. That should stop. Our own president walks out onto the lawn and gives a speech when everyone is sitting waiting for this man who has more time to tweet than to do anything else. And he walks out and he says what he did today, and everyone sitting there watching the television, watching the situation only a couple of hundred yards away from the president, where these people were peacefully demonstrating, which is a right. It is, you have the right, the freedom to assemble. And that is what they did. There was no violence going on. The violence was created by the police that went after these people and tried to push them back and do various things. Now, over the last few days, we have seen something that is quite amazing. We saw sheriffs in different areas. We saw police officers kneel down. And instead of these police officers going out and pushing the crowds back, they kneeled down on one knee. Those are beautiful moments. But our own president could not come out and say things, have words of wisdom, have words that would quell the populace, to make us feel better about being citizens, to make us understand people are supposed to look to the office of the president and feel a comfort, some form of safety. And that was what he wanted to say today, was that he is the, I forget the exact term that he used, but the office of safety and police and protection and what have you. Well,
yeah.
If that's the only message he tried to put out, and he could not back that up by saying a few words to the family of George Floyd,
yeah,
he could not do that. And that shows you what type of person he actually is.
Yeah.
We understand there should be law and order. We understand that police are necessary. We do understand this. But what we do not understand is why the very leader of the country that is most admired in the world, the country with the strongest military, the country who has all of these different things that make it the best country in the world, also make us the worst. We have the largest population, prison population.
Yeah.
We have the largest per capita prison population. We have the largest gun violence per capita of people being killed by firearms. I'm personally for the Second Amendment. I have no problem with the Second Amendment.
Sure.
But I do have a problem with how various organizations and governments try to use an excuse like this, like a George Floyd situation or various other situations, to enact laws that further repress, hold back the law-abiding citizens from owning weapons or anything that could be considered a form of protection.
Yep.
Only in the name of some person who uses a weapon to go out and create a mass killing, such as we've seen over the last few years, and that's getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
So this whole scenario that we have had to live through and endure for the last few days needs to end. And the only way it will end, and the only way we will stop, is if the other three officers are placed under arrest and charged with the crimes that they committed. That will be a good start.
Yeah.
And the very people that are... Go ahead.
No, it's literally the only solution you can have. And like you said earlier, like numerous people have said, it's simply the fact of if you were an ordinary citizen and this happened, you would have been in cuffs by sundown. They would have come to your house and gotten you. And at the very least, had you in detention and had you detained until charges could be brought up on you. And the only reason these gentlemen, the horrible murderer himself and the three accomplices, possibly four, as we know now, like you were saying, through the documents that y'all found, things like that, possibly four, we're not sure yet. That will be sussed out. But it's just an utter travesty, the fact that these men have not been brought to justice. They have not gone through the regular ringer of the justice system that any normal citizen would. And the whole reason is because they wear a badge. It is because they have a union. It is because they have special protection against such things. And all of that is one of the most horrible injustices that we can have in our society. It sets up for a realm of corruption. It sets up for a realm of brotherhood over society, so to speak. And one of the things I want to make sure to do this evening, like we were saying earlier, is to dispel the misconceptions. And it is, I can't even think, you know, come to think of it, I cannot even think of an in-depth interview like this with a member of Anonymous. There have been statements made by Anonymous, things like that, but to be actively granted an interview, This is like almost Saddam Hussein level interview. And just so you people know, to dispel any myths, I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt. Like, that's just my style. I am not one of those people that you're hearing about on the internet that is out doing horrible things wearing Hawaiian shirts so that we know not to hurt each other. That is not what this is about. So for you guys to be out there working for justice, trying to bring justice about in the most peaceable way possible, and demanding the fact that the people responsible, the people who stood by and watched, that were in power and able to stop it. And there was even the case that the person who filmed it was brought up on charges. And it's like, come on, what are we doing? Why have these guys not been brought in? So
the one thing I want to make clear, very clear,
please.
Anonymous does not do interviews. We are typically not one to ever acknowledge or work directly with any group,
yeah,
whether it be media or whatnot, whatever. Doesn't matter. The situation here is so out of the ordinary that it should be made clear that our position is that we are anonymous. Our position is that we will remain anonymous. And our position is that we are everywhere. It is important that everyone understands that we have our own system of communication. We have our own ways of communicating to each other. We have our own ways of letting each other know what our moral stances are. We have our own ways of letting you know that there will be a physical present. We will be everywhere. We are your neighbor. We are your barber. We are your grocer. We're your garbage man. We are the voice on the phone when you call customer service. We are young. We are old. We are everywhere. We are anonymous. And we will remain that way. It is important that everyone understand that even though we are an enigma to most people, that no one really understands what we are or what we are about. That's not important. What's more important is that the people that have done the injustice to the others, it's important that they know who we are and they know where we are. And the fact that we are everywhere means that we are nowhere.
And with that being said, thank you so much for taking the time to come on. Like you said, these are the strangest times right now regarding these civil rights situations, civil rights violations, abuses of power by not just government entities and people in power locally, but corporations, the watchdogs of all of them. Everything, the corruption goes so far, so wide, so deep. It literally is the stuff of fiction and some of it the stuff of nightmares, as we are seeing presently right now in our society. There's literally only infrared or ultraviolet. It can only get better or worse from where we are right now. The crux of this moment that we are in, it can only get better or worse. It cannot stay the same. It can't. And it's a Band-Aid that's going to hurt to pull off. That's a lot of why this show is here, is to have these hard conversations, to talk about these tough topics, to talk about the things that are uncomfortable, that nobody wants to talk about, the things that you guys are exposing, the seedy underbelly of society, the literal sometimes grease that works the cogs of the so many machines that run our society. And thank you so much for the work that y'all do. Thank you so much for the activism that y'all take part in. And for fighting for all of us little guys out there. Thank you for everything that Anonymous does. Every one of you.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for having us on your show. We appreciate you. I don't even remember your name. But thank you for being there and being a voice. We may reach out to you again sometime in the future if we have other information.
Please.
Or we may not. We appreciate those who are listening and who support Anonymous. Everyone and anyone can be anonymous. There is no membership. There is no official website. There's no official YouTube channel. There's no official Anonymous. Anytime you see those words official, you can pretty much rest assured that there is not an official. However, some of the information that is shared through various websites and various organizations who may even have the word official in their name may be part of the common collective. Anonymous is a collective of a group of like-minded individuals. We are anonymous. We are legion. Thank you.
Thank you. While you're online checking out the work of Anonymous, really don't even dive into the rabbit hole, folks. Dig, widen it. Make it so large that people cannot avoid falling in this rabbit hole. The things that Anonymous is exposing about the inherent corruption going on between government entities, between government actors, between individuals who are of certain parts of society, and even you know, going into Hollywood, things like that, the stuff that's coming out in the Epstein documents, the little black book, my God. It is mind-numbing to know that we are at this crux of a point as a society. So while you're online, folks, make sure to filter yourselves, steel yourselves, temper yourselves. Like our guest was saying this evening, we've got to reach for something better. All of us, all around. There are horrible things happening, and we have the power to change it. We have the power to do something about it, and we have to. So until next time, everyone, make sure to stop on by dudesandbeer.com. Stop on by the Knowledge Vault. That is where you can find the document that I was provided today, the unredacted full police arrest report for the police officer, Derek Chauvin, in the murder case of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Make sure to stop on by and check that out. Stop on by the HC Universal Network, everybody. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your families. Take care of each other. Stay safe out there. Keep your heads on a swivel, everybody. You know, I say that, but it's, my God, it's so real right now. I'd love to say if you can't be good at it. Just don't go out rioting and looting. Good God. Take care of each other.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Dudes and Beer Podcast. To listen to our audio streams or chat with us live, download the official Dudes and Beer app for Android and iDevices, available on Google Play and iTunes markets. For more episodes, content, and information, visit us online at dudesandbeer.com. You can also find our episodes on Breach.tv, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast service. Dudes and Beer is a proud member of the HC Universal Network family of podcasts. For more about our sponsors and other podcasts on this network, visit hcuniversalnetwork.com. Thanks for listening, everybody, and until next time, drink responsibly.